The Warriors wrapping up their three-game homestand with the San Antonio Spurs visiting for a Wednesday night matchup at Oracle Arena, and Klay Thompson helping drive the attack with a game-high 26 points and 4 3-pointers. Kevin Durant adding 3 threes and 23 points to go with 8 boards and 9 assists, while Stephen Curry had a 19-point, 7-assist night, and DeMarcus Cousins delivering 15 points and 6 rebounds as the Warriors break things open in the third quarter on the way to a 141-102 win over the Spurs.
The world champs continue to roll, winning 13 of the last 14 and heading to Phoenix for Friday. They put 6 players in double figures. They shoot it at 58%. Offensively, the Dubs were nothing short of awesome. 141-102 the final. Warriors, 4 more till the All-Star break.
What has to be flowing well to have a 42-assist game?
Just, you know, guys moving the ball and making smart decisions and everybody being locked in. It was a really solid effort. Obviously, it wasn't a fair fight, you know, with their guys being out. And the first half, San Antonio was executing like crazy. I mean, they were cutting and moving and they stayed right in the game. And that last 2 minute stretch of the second quarter gave us some breathing room. And then I think reality kind of set in terms of the talent disparity with their guys being out. We kind of wore them down. But it's important on a night like tonight when you know the other team's best couple of players aren't out there. And actually, 3 starters. You gotta stay focused. And I was happy that our guys did that.
Steve, along those lines, I think there were you guys spanning the half were 24 out of 25 made field goals and 14 in a row and 16 assists in the third quarter alone. I mean, are you in awe of that sometimes?
I'm not really in awe of it. That's kind of what we're capable of. And when things are really going and we're shooting the ball like that, then those assist totals are going to climb, especially if we're, as I said, making good decisions and just coming down and making the simple play.
Hey, Coach, you have such a great relationship with Greg Popovich. How much fun is it going up against his teams, even when they don't have their full complement of stars? I mean, just the challenge of what he does and playing that kind of playing against that kind of system.
Well, it's mainly fun to play against the Spurs just to see a lot of old friends, not only Pop, but Chip England and Sean Elliott doing the TV broadcasts and Tom James, the best PR director in the league. And a lot of really good close friends in that organization. And you just know, no matter who's out there, they're going to execute. I think they're the best in the league at just putting pressure on you with their cutting, and that doesn't change no matter who's out there year to year. And that's where Pop, I think, it's one of the areas where he just insists on execution. You see how many quick timeouts he takes. He's always holding them to a certain standard, and that's why they've been great for 2 decades.
Steve, you mentioned, being pleased with your team, kind of, taking advantage of a Spurs team that was down a few starters. What does it take, from a coaching perspective to get your guys to not play down to that level? Happened a little bit against the Lakers over the weekend.
There's a reminder before the game, don't let your guard down. I think the idea is to play to our standards, play to our level. And so that's communicated, and hopefully most nights we can reach that.
So what do you think of Kevin's ferocious first quarter there?
I thought he was spectacular. His first 2 threes just had beautiful arc on them. You could just see how soft his shot was right from the outset. He played a beautiful all-around game. Just the rebounding, the passing, You know, no turnovers. You know, defensively, he was getting in passing lanes, and I thought Kevin set a great tone for us right from the beginning.
One last question about DeMarcus got to the free throw line, I think, 15 times tonight.
Yeah.
A lot of opportunities inside. Was that – that's what you're kind of looking for from him?
Well, we've never really had this kind of weapon. You know, we've obviously had a lot of great talent here over the last few years, last 4 or 5 years. But we've never had a guy who's that powerful near the rim. And, 13 trips to the free throw line in, you know, less than 17 minutes of playing time. And he's just, you know, what makes DeMarcus special is he's powerful, but he's also got great touch with the basketball as a shooter, as a passer, as a ball handler. He's got a great feel for the game. He sees the game, and he's got a really high IQ on the floor, and that's why he fits in so well with our other guys. Thanks a lot.
Now the Warriors hit the road for one game. It's Friday night in Phoenix. They will take on the Suns before returning home on Sunday here at Oracle Arena to face the Miami Heat. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.